up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hello, everyone. This is the third live hour of Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network.org, and it's December 11th. And it's 2016. And this is the third live hour connected to the other 2 hours, so they were real clear about that. And the call number is 800-313-9443, as I said, and the email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Speaking of water, in the terms of the thing, it had the Stanford University in California had a study that they found, according to their study, previously unknown supplies of groundwater beneath the surface of the Central Valley, which is where close to 3/4 of the food is grown for the country. It was grown. President Clinton put in the NAFTA treaty, and of course, the food's grown from all over the world now, evidenced by what you see in the grocery store. But the water supply amounts to about twice the amount that's been pumped from the Central Valley aquifer since California was settled, which has to be close, you know, we're talking about 100 years ago and more. There's about 270 million acre feet of water. An acre foot, by the way, is the amount of water that's needed to cover an acre of land. And it's usually 1 foot high, and it weighs about 10 tons. An acre foot of water, it's about 10 tons. Actually, a lot of people don't realize that. The total weight of the water on the on hand and Earth is 2,700 billion tons that's been discovered. So the United Nations has always claimed that they own the water. I know when I met Gorbachev at the world meeting on water, where I had that presentation. Oh, by the way, guess who had the nerve to walk to the podium in front of those thousands of people? And those people represented the United States of America and companies. Probably they didn't want to lose money. They didn't want to work a thing. They were taking notes on how to discredit the concept of chemicals in the water to decrease the population, which was John Holden's own work. He wrote a 900-page book on ecoscience, Control the Population and How to Mathematically Determine It, how the set of metrics are set up. I read to you on my program actual personal notes on how the destruction of the food supply and the changing of the embryos by certain nutrients within the body. And you have to have water to do it. So you control the water, you control the population. Not the fact they can use it. It's a fact of how it's used in terms of the chemistry. And I've gone into the medical biochemistry on my programs. So the water districts are saying they want to draft new groundwater rules. This would be based upon 2014 rules in California. But the United Nations wants to look over their shoulder. So in order to reach that water, you'd have to go, according to the Stanford study, you'd have to go 10,000 feet below the face of the earth. That's more than a mile down. So, you have 400-foot wells now are typically cost around $6,000 or $12,000 to drill, depending on, of course, the geology. And you can well cap to keep the water supply free from contamination from other people and stealing it. So the congressional members, like the boxers of the world, and who's getting out of Congress, fine signs of the world, she sold that water out to her Beverly Hills friends, a couple that bought the water, Central Valley, which in my opinion was a very questionable transaction, of course, affected the water supply and the food supply for nearly one-third of the Earth's population. They control the through lobbyists and through Congress, which several congressmen are praying that the president-elect doesn't kick them out of that gig. You know how much they make? I know how the approximate amount. I'll say it on air. About two-thirds of the Congress, that includes the House and the Senate, through lobby on the terms of the water and the food and the medicines through pharmacology by stealing plants from South America. There's not a person walking in two-thirds of that that doesn't make less than $5 million a year on the table, on the rough. Welcome to America, kiddies. And the snowflakes and the cupcakes that are going to the university now that can't define terrorism, they got a whole different world they're going to face. There are no safe zones for the corruption of the water and the electricity and the grid. The Senate passed the bill. In their world, they signed off on it. And for the grid and the protection of the grid, which is within the force of the energy, you have to have water to make that happen. You have to have water to be able to give the transfer system. The grid bill is subject to electric grid, you know, position of sabotage. But take the electric effects of the radio frequency radiation at a low-intensity exposure from the transferred electronics of the water to the pipe, you have effects that can affect your sperm, the eggs, the general system of the body. So this has always been an issue, and I brought it up at the very point. You know, the only reference that I gave out of the thousands of human studies that have been done by the government on human beings in this country before 1998 and continue to now, all those medical studies I've analyzed in peer review. Also the studies in Europe where they use human beings like they did in Germany. Germany was pale compared, and Argentina and Brazil studies were pale compared to what the United States government's done with chloramines and other kinds of disinfection in the water in terms of causing leukemia and cancer in experimental, it's called in vivo studies of animals. And in terms of the fact that the in vitro studies, of course, are unequivocally shown that in a batch transfer of plates, a bacterial growth of different forms, of which many of these bacteria just have numbers. So you take, when I put the sperm tail reference damage from chloramine and chlorines and other forms of trihalomethanes as my only reference to the public on the national stage, the government went ballistic. In the audience, they went ballistic. They didn't want the people to know about that, and they still don't. Well, the other reference that I put in the national stage not any more than a few hours ago is the fact that the biological effects from the radio frequency radiation and the low intensity exposure through the grid using the hydro system, which is necessary, which is why the environmentalists don't want dams, because they want to destroy that process under the name of conservation easements. Go buy your, try and buy a ranch, kids. Go see how far you get in terms of the conservation easement. Oh, you pay taxes, but you can't grow anything. You can't work in no dams, no anything. And there was a lady in New Mexico, Perez, I think. I'll get her name in a few minutes. I got notes on talking about the shortage of water. That was done years ago in New Mexico. That was their study point, because that's where the government experiments is, in New Mexico. Well, let me tell you, kiddies, 1.8 watts per kilogram. A kilogram is 2.2 pounds in a human being. The whole body exposure to the radio frequency from a cell phone radiation of 1,800 megahertz, 1 centimeter, which is put in the list, from the head of a human being causes the high incidence of sperm cell death. You can have the deformation of the sperm cells. You can have the plumping come to the lead of the sperm cells. It's called, they go into grass bundle shapes, the sperm do. And they're unable to separate from each other. So in other words, they're not able to swim and fertilize in a normal manner. That experiment, in the terms of the beginning research, occurred in 2007. My reference from the water occurred in 2003. And they'd already done it on thousands of human beings in the United States of America. That's why the Marine base, which I defended out, became, when I exposed that to the Marine base at Camp Lejeune, that the Congress changed the law for the first time in the history of America, that people who had drunk that water were to get compensated for military activity. Those females were aborting, just like they did in Washington, D.C., which I did not expose. That was Dr. Edwards. And who was Dr. Edwards? He was working for the EPA, and they fired him for exposing it. And the mayor was on cocaine while that was going on. But he was black, so nobody wanted to shake it. That should be changed, too. You take 1.5... watts per kilogram per human being on a GSM cell exposure can affect that gene expression and tumor suppressor of the P53 gene, which is a deficit embryonic stem cell. So in other words, if you have, in the terms of your determining life, in terms of the fact that because the P53 gene is connected out to the determination of the HIV, which is an experimental position, you got 8 different viruses in one virus. So if you have a 70 at HSA, it's called the heat sensitive position of 70 heat shock protein productions is increased in a human being with only 1.5 watts per kilogram. So the average human being's running around 180 pounds on the rough, for males. Females, generally the government's using 160 pounds as an average out. So you're talking about it in terms of things. So you're talking about 16 minutes of a GSM cell phone to completely change your P53 gene from the embryonic stem cell. That's how you could do that now in 16 seconds. And then you can have 2 watts per kilogram of a human being, an elevation of radio frequency radiation brushed out from the grid from the water. The peripheral blood cells can go into a micronucleolize. In other words, the red cell, keep in mind the red cell has to carry oxygen. That's why if you look at it under the microscope, there's a depression that you visibly see in the red cell in the erythrocyte. And that is where the oxygen enzyme systems are perpetrated. Okay? So if you have In other words, you'd have to have in the peripheral cell, which has already been manufactured from the spleen and from the bone marrow, has already carried the radiation through that protein system. That research was suppressed at 2002, and is being handed to me to expose that I was right. That was done by Dr. Trocek in 2002. The sleep patterns in the brain are changed at 900 megahertz cell phone radiation exposure during sleep. That's 1 watt per 2.2 kilograms of human. That sleep pattern wave system has been augmented and changed by the process of the development of use of water into term to change the water density in terms of the electromagnetic field. That research was ongoing in 1999. The EPA put chloramine officially in at 1984 and placed chloramine in the drinking water in 1988. In 1989, they had developed a fine of $10,000 a day for any water disposal plant that did not have chloramine in the drinking water. But the combination of the megahertz and the determination of the using the cell phone. And I can remember when RBN had protector. They were selling protectors on their online store, and I pushed it like you wouldn't believe. Yeah, even had the people from the station who were there at the time, dear friends, and they asked about it, and I said, "No, those protectors you need, those people need that. They need that." So what we have is that you're going to see a process by which you have, I believe it's the soda steam water company who's going out into the world and saying that tap water is better than we sell bottled water, but actually they think, but they don't tell you they're an Israeli company. And if you look at the label on their bottle, it's Nestle, and that's a Bon Nestle situation. And you say, well, you know, this is a big scam about bottled water and the whole thing. Bon Nestle, I've told this story, and that was a true story. When I first went on air, that's Bon Nestle contacted me, went to the Wall Street Journal, when I exposed chloramine in the drinking water. And Bon Nestle said he wasn't going to come into America. Didn't want the legal liability. So what did he do? He set up front companies from all over the world and put them into America. And, of course, this person is saying, well, you know, the fact that the bottled water is, you know, is just municipal water. There are stories about that. Of course there are. But the point is that they're making it to sell coming in because the government has finally forced Nestle into paying more than $35 a year to pump water from American Indian reservations in trade, that they will push the idea of getting rid of the bottle. That's what the real story is. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Bugs Batteries. This might be off of the line a little bit in terms of property, because I look at property, you know, or you look at. I don't know if any of you remember the surf club in Miami, Florida. This is a place where Frank Sinatra and the people that were connected with him, they were all along in Miami for a long time in the old days. Some of the biggest casts and the rest of it were there. And, of course, as you know, that part of the world floods a lot, so a lot of things get damaged. But so Surf Club's going to be coming in online in 2017. I hope one more time in my life I'm able to see that. You know, Frank Sinatra was all for thinking he's in those stage. They pulled people out of the audience, you know. And he just yelled out, you know, "Let the kid play his clarinet." So I got up there, you know. And I got into my Las Vegas days, which I won't talk about. Frank Sinatra was always around. That's another story. I didn't realize how much education I was getting at the time. But the surf club around somewhere in 2017 is going to open up in Miami. But it's going to be a 77-room, Four Seasons hotel. And going to have a two 12-story residential building. been designed by Fraser, the Prezer architect, Richard Meyer. And the hotel interiors are going to be done by the Parisian architect and designer, Joseph Durand. And then there are going to be two restaurants designed by the Antonio Serrali, which is a Pastiano's famed La Samarcese in Italy. And then there's going to be a spa there. Les Saltiers Corberet is going to be there as a shop. And then, of course, a branch of the Turkish home, Garden Boutique of Hiram Lekic. But I hope that I hope one day to see that. And they're going to have a lot of the Frank crew there, memorandums and things of that sort at the surf clubs, ocean frontage. The invitation's been open to me, and one day I hope I can make that. But what's important with this is as well as the designs, the Turkish conglomerate of Koch Holding and Boston-based Cabot family bought the surf club for $160 million. And putting it forth in the terms of, you know, renovation, and people that used to go there, the thing he said he liked it, they liked it because, you know, noble people that would go there. He says because they didn't know who they were. I go to the beach, they say they'd read a cabana or have a drink. Nobody knew who they were. And that's what I like about it. And get some fresh air. I hope my books are up there by that time. But the surf club has said that they will have my books in the lobby, whatever I write. And every day, there will be a carnation. Fresh carnation placed by my books. There's a story about that. And it all has to do with Frank Sinatra and the water. When that day comes, we'll give Arbeen and the credit for putting me on the stage and my listeners. See you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research.
This is Parker Pathways. I want to remind you that for every fracking activity done by oil companies or engineers, it takes 1.1 million gallons of water to do that fracking. And that, of course, comes out as wastewater coming into the other end. And for every barrel of oil that's drilled, takes approximately 17 barrels of wastewater. And that also is, if it's pumped back down as it is in the aquifers, which is what the government wishes to do, or to ship it by rail. You know, everybody asks, well, how did Obama make so much money? You know, $5 billion coming out the other way. Well, he listened to Warren Buffett. He tipped him off to the railroads, which Warren Buffett was buying, because 24/7 the railroads move across America, hauling radioactive material, because there's no place to put it, hauling radioactive wastewater, chlorinated water, contaminated water from the fracking, contaminated water from the desalination plants. And by the way, that's another thing. The whole thing comes down to the fact that they gave this deal, Van Nestle gave the deal coming into the Soda Water Stream Company, who goes on national TV telling him how much of a righteous person he is. This Israeli company is into the biggest engineering system for improving desalination system that the world has ever seen, which is a good thing. But where do they put the mercury? It's the same story. It goes back into the ocean. So if you have, as it stands now, what I'm saying is it is no longer I'm asking for trade secrets or oil companies for the chemicals. It's 173 different chemicals. Out of that, 46 are of known concern. 66 could not be fully identified in the trade secret of the concept, and there are 17 that don't have a valid chemical registration number. Four of those are carcinogenic to the air and touch. 39 of these chemicals from the fracking and from the oil drilling are hazard to aquatic organisms. 22 are listed as toxic air contaminants in every state in the Union. 11 are air pollutants under the Federal Clean Air Act. 10 are listed in the International Agency for Register on Cancer as a carcinogenic or possibly a carcinogenic in humans. 8 are listed in California alone as a drinking water contaminant. There are 46 chemicals which are absolutely into the trade secret montage matrix. My brief and the terms and what I put forth and lay on the table is not only the fact you follow your money to the train, to the death panel. At the end is the hospice at one end. At the beginning is the water and the determination of the chemicals to decrease the population of the earth. So I'm telling you, this is not the way you do it in law, in terms of tell what your assert's going to be. But the point is that I challenge the president-elect and the new administration, and if Exxon chief goes into the Secretary of State position, then that just walks into my brief that I filed 8 years ago, which has been on the United Nations World Court bench for that length of time. I am challenging the trade secret system on a grand jury of science and technology to be implemented, and the concept as to give a definition of when human life begins and when human life ends, based upon a new patent system process of determinate challenge of trade secrets. And here so forth I be, and I have said it on this day. Now, this is not playing around. If the public doesn't like it, in the terms of the thing, as I said at the beginning of my three-hour program for today, do you get it? Do you get it? The way the policies are going into the new cabinet is that the idea of fracking contaminates the water, but they want it for the saying, well, we got energy forever, we can replace the oils, and the Saudis will cut down their oil. No, the Saudis have already planned their new economy. It has to do with water, and it has to do with the fact of going below the sand dunes, because that's where the water is. So if the having the fracking boom is going to continue to have you have to have liquid nitrogen gas infrastructure to be increased. So in other words, you have a Chironines energy sub-on pass natural gas terminal, which is in Louisiana, which is going to be shipping to Brazil. Now you say, well, what does that have to do with me? You know, well, I'm just out here drinking my Starbucks, having a good time. But how come Mexico is taking on and bidding on the oil and fracking wars in the Gulf of Mexico, which the United States cannot do? ExxonMobil Corporation, Chevron, China National Offshore Oil Corporation, BHP Billiton, Mega Pierteres Bielosos Mexicanos, and Topal SA, Statoil ASA, and Murphy Oil Company, and the Ophir Energy and Malaysia's Petrons Cargolini. Metros Cargolini, of course, has a bid in terms of the lower part by Tabasco, Mexico, and the China National Offshore Oil Corporation has one-fourth of the Gulf of Mexico, no American allowed, and the Chinese National Offshore Corporation also is drilling in the Gulf of Mexico along the United States Mexico maritime border on on the Mexico side. Now, you know how that came about? They needed Castro to make a good word for him. You get it? Are you starting to get that? So in other words, if you have China's National Offshore Oil Corporation in terms of the natural gas coming into the soil side, you have the oil coming in on the pump to come into the other side, the royalty payments are committing to a 15% of the gross income on each block of oil that is drilled. But you have a 17% payback on royalties coming in on the soil. How much money Obama got in his trust for doing that? I don't know. It's not legal for me to know anyway, nor do I give a damn. I care about the corruption. I care about the fact that how do you determine human life? Do you determine the human life on the clostridium that comes from the breast, which has to be packed in the terms of the formation of those albumin molecules, in terms that it has to, you have to have a certain degree of water balance within that clostridium. Now, how do you get that water? You just can't put it forth in the purified water system because the purified water, reagent grade, is really not purified. It can be. So this is the real world. So if you have the Department of Energy stating not any more than a few hours ago to a memorandum, America is now a net exporter of natural gas and will become the world's third largest exporter of liquid natural gas by 2020, a dramatic reversal from a decade ago when we were building facilities to import gas in response to a perceived shortage of domestic supply, unquote. That's Obama. And if you add that liquefaction and transportation cost, the average liquid natural gas has a landed price of $5.53 in Japan and Korea, and in $4.46 in England, and $4.41 in the Baltic region. That's the transportation cost for each on the terms of the landed price. It's called the average landed price of the land when you deliver it in terms of the butic gallons in that country. So the way it stands now, the reason Russia's involved in the Parker Pathway discussion is it provides most of the gas to Eastern Europe and to the Baltic nations, and so they got they restrict the supplies to exert the political pressure. And then they work the deliveries back to the Ukraine for several months, and then move that gas back out of Ukraine again to their ports. That's, you see, and then, of course, Putin would never hid the fact that there was a undersea submarine that would be unmanned, which has nuclear bombs equal to 4 of the nuclear bombs that we had in World War II, to defend that pipeline of the sea to these countries for liquid nitrogen gas. Now, I happen to know the basic science language in Russian because I had to learn that language for one of my doctorates. Get a communication in Russian. The Russian Assembly, and who's giving me all the information on the chemicals in the American wastewater, and the thing at the bottom of the note. I'm not going to give the gentleman's name in Russian. This is what it says: 50-year-old businessman, sincere, honest, fit, and financially secure, seeks 25 to 35-year-old lady, slender, with happy personality for a loving relationship. Please send picture and letter about yourself to England, you know, said they custom the tar. And they think, you know, I won't tell you, you know. And they think, you know, I just thought that was great. You know, I mean, here we're talking about the destruction of the destruction of human life. And, you know, as it's, you know, and how many chemicals are involved in each state's water, how many people are dying, how the process of the agency, the government agency, and is involved, you know. yeah. So, I mean, that's at the bottom of the communique. As if I'm going to furnish him with a list, you know, of someone who is, you know, looking for a nice lady to, you know. I always like the part where, it's slender with happy personality for a loving relationship. I always get a kick out of stuff like that. So, I'm glad, good luck to him. But the thing comes down to the fact that the EPA is saying that their new plan to overcome my file of 10 years ago, which exposed them on every level of the killing machine, I call it the killing machines. The plan has 6 priority cases and areas. Build capacity for water infrastructure financing. Of course, that's where they'll go into private-public partnerships, which is really going to be foreign money. Launch an initiative to promote regional partnerships. Number 2, advance oversight of the Safe Drinking Water Act. Have electronic reporting of the Safe Drinking Water Act. And releasing triennial EPA reviews of the state programs. Number 3, strengthen the source water protection, resilience, drinking water supplies. And, of course, that's a United Nations term, resilience of drinking water supplies, because the United Nations feels that they own the water. When I repeat that, I remember Gorbachev telling me, he said, you don't own the water. I said, you know, he said, nobody, you know, the United Nations, like, we own the water, you know. He was a charming man, by the way. And then number 4, address the unregulated contaminants. Now, here we taught prioritizing the work on the contaminants. Well, they already know 5 of them are killing people at a 6% rate and in lower socioeconomic strata. Number 5, improve transparency. That, I love that word. That's the biggest BS word that I've heard in the past 10 years, transparency. What a joke, you know. Talk to one of the one of the callers that came in, Charlotte, talking about how the lawyer showed up. I think talk about transparency. Pitch the transparency where you're trying to divide your own work, and the death panel has got you at a different rate. Take the transparency of the social index for truthfulness in China. And you go on a passport to China and go to the Singapore. You think about it. You won't get that same rating of your value as to how much water you can consume in their country. Number 6, reduce lead risk. Well, what a big surprise. They talk about Flint, Michigan, and the rest of it. There are over 163 cities known for the fact that for 30 years they've had lead in the water supply, and the unions took money under the table. And there are probably more cities than that. I'll have it in my book. And so the idea of the President's Council of Advisors in Science and Technology are going to work with 152,000 public drinking water systems and that consume more than 1 billion glasses of tap water a day. See how they went to see how the Van Leslie Corporation in Germany set that guy up, the soda water guy, in Florida. See how they did that? You have to watch everything. See, they're turning onto the tap, but they don't want the water that's been purified in the other ways, but yet they want the recycled water. Trying to sell you on the idea of putting gray water on your vegetables. Common sense would tell you that you have the process of the contaminants would lead itself and arsenic and radiation alone on your vegetables with gray water. Which is coming from your laundry, which has your own bacteria and your own systems, which is part of your immune system, which I'll get into in a few minutes on organ transplant. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Parker Bethways, and we only have a few minutes left in the show, and I want to make sure I get Pat from Texas. I have some things to cover, though. I want to make sure Pat from Texas gets on. Hello, Pat.
Hi, I'm not real familiar with what you're talking about, but I'm trying to listen. When you talk about the water becoming heavy, do you mean deuterium? Isn't that heavy water?
Yes.
And you said it damages peripheral cells. Is that what you said? Are you?
Yes.
Are you talking? Okay. Could that be the cause of this? Seems like an increased number of people being saying they have autoimmune disease, and it's kind of like lupus.
Well, lupus is a different kind of immune system.
Well, the red cells damaged, and your own cells eat them.
I know they are. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know it.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Yeah. By the way, my shows are on the archives, Pat. And so what you can do is go to the RBN archives and listen to my 3-hour shows, okay? And I'll help you a lot. Is that okay with you?
Well, I will. And there's another thing about this fracking. Do you know that they bring this chuck out, when they put this big round steel thing on the ground, and they shake the ground and actually break the foundation of your house?
Yes.
And it happened to my friend, and she begged them to stop, and they wouldn't stop. And now they say she has 3 tumors in her brain. She was kind of out of commission for a couple of years. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes. It's gliosarcoma. And it has a gene structure that's specific for the determination of what are called alkaloids, but they're not the same alkaloids you'd find in a plant or a vitamin. What they are called in the family of immunoglobulins. That's what they are, and they're produced by the body. Most of the immunoglobulins are man-made for immunity. Yeah. In other words, you give them in shots or you get them in other ways. But what happens there is that they create, well, they're viruses that are already in the body, and that's where the tumors start. And there's some very sophisticated testing that's going on in surgery right now, where they're using Raman spectrometers that have vibrations, and now you can tell what kind of tumor during surgery by sound. And this
but
is
you have to do it only during surgery.
Yeah, and so you can tell the diagnosis by sound, and so a lot of these compounds are life-threatening that are in the water that we're drinking, and plus what they use in the fracking and what they use in the terms of the recycled water, that their resonance for sound changes when the tumor is forming in the body. So that is an important piece of information connected with your lupus discussion, because what's happening here is that our bodies are genetically changing in the real world from this, from the vibration of the molecules. I've sort of shorthanded that, but that's what's happening, see? So,
did you do a show completely on that?
Beg your pardon?
You know what it's called. You did a show completely on this one I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, I've got to go. Because
my show is
over. But you call
again. I appreciate
again.
It. Thank you.
Okay. Absolutely. Thanks for listening. I want to give a dedication to Desert Rose. And I want to lift my hand in great friendship in the American Indian to all of you. I want to thank my producer, and please support the station and listen to Parker Pathways, 10 to 1 Central Time on RBN. I place you image-wise in the prayer wheel for a great blessing, and I thank every one of you. Carry on the truth. We'll see you next week on Parker Pathway.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is from the old school.